I love going out and visiting people. It's my big thing. I love it. And during the pandemic, I've not been able to do so. But it's still lovely to get your stories. So the last couple of weeks, things have started to open up that little bit more, putting, you know, things in base where we've got like a 2 metre pole so we can go out and interview people and chat to people. It's social distance. We're, you know, putting everything in place. And I got asked to go and do a visit and said, guys, would you like to come out and have a nose around some of our facilities? Now, yesterday on the show, you might have heard me talking and having a nose around St William's Hospital in Darlington, where they care for men with head injuries, acquired brain injury. Whilst they're celebrating their first anniversary, Newham House in Middlesbrough is preparing to open for their first unit, specifically for women with head injuries in our region. And it might be the only facility of its type in the country. We're not sure. Now, I got the official tour by David Williams, who's the hospital manager at Newham House in Middlesbrough. Now, this is a brand new facility. I can tell because I can smell the new paint.
Absolutely.
It's a fascinating place. Tell me a bit about it.
Yeah, well, it's the first female neuropsychiatric service in Signet. This unit has been built, and it is an absolutely stunning building. I think it's really purpose-built for what we're going to try and do here, which is look after people with acquired brain injury. From accidents, from trauma, from head injury, from asphyxiation, from use of substances, lots of things can affect the brain. I think there's a need for a woman's service for neuropsychiatry. You know, we are seeing women who've maybe asphyxiated themselves and ended up with traumatic brain injury. We are seeing people who have strokes, who have quite challenging and difficult behaviour or high rehabilitation needs.
Can we have a look around?
Of course you can.
Well, lovely, thank you. Is it a purposeful thing to make it feel like a home? Like a house?
Yeah. I think mental health care has always kind of fought between the clinical hospital environment and the homely environment. Mm. I think if we're looking after people in transition who might have had brain injury, then we need to kind of move them back into what should feel more like a homely environment. I think if you think about mental health, if it's comfortable, relaxed and calm, you're more likely to engage in your care and treatment. Mm. Beauty salon.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah. We're a female service, so a female service needs to have female things to do as well, and, you know, not
hair and beauty.
It's not being stereotypical, but actually, you know, in a hospital, having a beauty salon where, you know, someone who's had a brain injury can come get their hair washed, how nice is that?
Yeah.
And how important is that? Then they can maybe go out to the hairdressers because they started to have that done here.
Well, we like to feel pampered, don't we?
Absolutely. We all like haircuts and we all like those sorts of things. And coming down, getting your nails done, you know, those kind of bits and pieces that are personal care, but they're also health and wellbeing.
Yeah, they've got two attacks there, haven't you?
Yeah, yeah. And you can do both those things, but you can do things like speech and language assessments over doing your nails. You can do understanding which part of the brain communication-wise, yeah, is actually functioning better. Can you get your hands out?
Are you
able to paint fine detail or not? So you can actually involve some of those assessments into the environment using it, you know.
Clever thinking.
So main professional kitchen.
Yep.
Two cooks employed. Part of the nutritional stuff that's really important is, you know, some of our patients might have dysphagia, which means they've got difficulties in being able to eat and swallow,
yeah,
because of the brain injury. So the level of food that needs to be prepared in different consistencies changes on a particular scale that kind of does that. But Wendy's all trained up in that kind of way of working. And one of the things we've been talking about is how do you actually deconstruct, say, fish and chips into moulds and stuff like that so that you can still get the taste of fish and chips, but it can be, you know, at a much more edible,
yeah,
solution for somebody. And those sorts of things are important because we socialise around food.
I love it. When can I move it? See, Mrs. P would be over the moon to get shot of us. It is a wonderful facility, and it is brand new to us here in our part of the world. It's Newham House in Middlesbrough, and it's dedicated to women with head injuries and brain injuries. And they're hoping to get it open round about the beginning to the middle of August. And we have been invited back when it's opened up again. That was David Williams there showing me around. He was the hospital manager at Newham House. And this is what it's all about. Just find out what's in our part of the world.